Good morning. Today is September 3rd, and this is the OK OK podcast. Today's promise again involves the body of armor that God grants to us. It says, God gives us the body armor of righteousness. Use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy in the time of evil, so that after the battle you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the body armor of God's righteousness. Ephesians 6, verses 13 through 14. The next piece of armor is called the body armor of God's righteousness. This body armor or breastplate protected the body from the neck to the thighs, often in the front and the back. It may have been made of leather, bronze, or chainmail. This piece protected the vital organs. No soldier went into battle without his body armor. Isaiah describes God as putting on righteousness as his body armor. That's Isaiah 59, verse 17. No Christian soldier should go into battle without wearing righteousness. As we dress our children with this body armor, we are reminding them that this righteousness is not their own, but Christ's. As believers, they've been made righteous in God's eyes. In other words, right with God. This rightness gives them the ability to stand up to Satan's attacks when he tries to say they're not really Christians, or that they're not good enough Christians. They can stand strong, knowing that they've been saved by God's grace alone, and that Satan is incapable of inflicting any damage on their right standing with God. So please join me in today's prayer. Lord, you promise strength for the battle when we wear your armor. Today I pray that you will dress my child in the body armor of your righteousness. Help her to hold on to the truth that you died for her. Help her to understand the price that you paid to bring her to you. That price provided righteousness, right standing with you. My child needs to know that nothing Satan does can inflict damage on her right standing with you. May this body armor protect her faith and help her to stand strong when the battle rages. As my child comprehends her righteous standing in your eyes, may she be strengthened and motivated to stay strong for you. We ask this in your name, Lord. Amen.